This is the Domestic Cricket Podcast for the 17th of October. Titans ended Auckland's winning run at the Champions League T20 with a convincing 59-run win in Durban. They posted 172 for 4 after being asked to bat, with Jack Rudolph top scoring with 63 off 56 balls and Farhan Bahardeen ending unbeaten on 48 off 23 balls. Ethi Mabalati and Alfonso Thomas each took 3 wickets in an Auckland run chase that never got going, as they're all out for just 113. Central Zone scored the 10 runs that they need on the final day of their Dalit Trophy semi-final against North Zone to advance to the final. Bhuvneshwar Kumar was finally dismissed for 128 to end his last wicket partnership of 127 with Ritiraj Singh, which meant that they passed North Zone's first innings total of 451. East Zone also went through to the final courtesy of a win on first innings, and South Zone set 239 to win after bowling East out for 215 in their second innings, could only make 85 for 8, Ashok Dhinder took 7 for 26. Habib Bank took control on day 3 of their President's Trophy match against Zarai Tarakati Bank in Lahore. Ehsan Adil ended with 5 first innings Zarai Tarakati Bank wickets, as they were all out for 106, while Habib Bank openers Imran Fayat and Ahmed Shehzad both hit half centuries and set up their side's total of 249 with a 105 run opening partnership. Navid Yassin and Nair Abbas both passed 50 and added 113 for the 8th wicket as Khan Research Laboratories declared on 331 for 9 in their first innings against Water and Power Development Authority. National Bank hammered home their advantage on the third day of their match against Swee Northern Gas Pipelines. Swee closed on 97 for 4 in their second innings after conceding a 148 run first innings lead by wrapping up the National Bank first innings at 343. Najaf Shah and Azaz Chima shared 9 Port Kazim Authority first innings wickets to earn Pakistan International Airlines a slender first innings lead at Karachi's National Stadium. However, Abdur Rauf ended with figures of 3 for 23 as PIA collapsed to 123 for 6 in their second innings to leave the match intriguingly poised going into the final day. Adnan Rees took his overnight 62 to 115 before being dismissed to help State Bank earn a 117 run first innings lead over United Bank. United Bank then closed on 93 for 3 in their second innings, with Abid Ali unbeaten on exactly 50. Mashonaland Eagles won a thrilling Zimbabwe one-day competition match by 1 wicket in the final over against Matabeleland Tuskers in Harare. The visitors posted 237 for 8 from their 50 overs, thanks mainly to an innings of 94 from Shaun Irvine. Sikander Raza led the Eagles' run chase with 63 as they got home with 4 balls to spare. Mountaineers were humbled for just 66 to lose by 8 wickets to Midwest Rhinos at Quekwa Sports Club. All of the Rhinos bowlers took at least 2 wickets, as only 3 of the visitors' batsmen reached double figures.